This last poem, it's called Workmen Photographed Inside the Reactor. And again, it's the reactor at Chernobyl, which somehow I've become obsessed with, I guess. Again, the cleanup there is going to take a couple of hundred years. And so that's mentioned there kind of obliquely. There are a couple of other things I should tell you about. There's this incredibly beautiful, probably the most beautiful courtyard in all of Spain, in Salamanca, called the Convent of Los Dueñas. And it was built by a very, very wealthy Golden Age countessa who decided, like they often did then, to, you know, it would be a nice gesture to create a holy order, which she did, and she built the place for it, and then realized that it was so beautiful that they weren't being, that the nuns weren't thinking about the afterlife. So she had the courtyard decorated with scenes from Dante's Inferno. And it's there, and they're quite remarkable. They look a little bit like all the capitals and pillars sort of look like those Gustave Doré decorations. And there's also a reference to a rem, which is, you know, a unit for measuring radiation. Workmen photographed inside the reactor. It passes, you'll remember, through lead. Passes through the protective suits that don't protect. Passes every template, royal of hardened magma, each jutting brain case of Medusan electric wire. Each goggle, each mask, each sandbag flung by helicopter 7 years ago, the pilot soon dead. Passes through the camera of Victoria Ivleva as her flash finds the shades in circle 4, circle 5, circle 7, their bone-white suits, a single ray of sunlight slithering down the cracked reactor wall. 200 rems per man per month. Passes through the window panes of the empty concrete high-rise, 40 miles away, the single plastic eye and nylon lashes of a doll on a closet floor. Each thought is a rem, Ivleva says. Each thought closer to the moment, the spiral more tightly wound. The communication satellite exhausts its fuel. The flawless image of a soccer game in Sao Paulo, jump cutting to a gray screen's static hiss, the wreckage alchemized to shooting stars, scrap metal littering Australian deserts, each thought coiled more tightly. You and I beneath the cafe awning, the morning of the news reports, the Plaza Mayor in Salamanca. All morning, the courtyard of the Convent of Los Dueñas, capitals sprouting demons, horned, dismembered heads, sinners' faces laddering the columns in a double helix of damnation, cautionary images for wealthy nuns of a golden age, and marble Dante, skull-capped at the fountain, reading from the Commedia. A cloud, said the paper, pulsing westward, each thought, the spiral tightening to the plastic tube, wringing my father's neck, angina pectoris, emphysema, his jittery breathing in the room beyond, the oxygen machine, umbilical hum and shudder, he has 10 days to live. Point where the circle disappears. The bedroom I had as a child, hum and shudder. I stand with the others outside the yawning gate, chain link and barbed wire. The white plastic suits swing from meat hooks in a hallway. Step in, zip up. The masks, the skull caps, the rubber gloves reaching up to the elbows, the pikes, the radiometers. One last breath, last glance at the trees. Down the staircase to the pit, each thought the pike before me, stabbing at the gloom. Thanks.